It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. It's a little hard to believe we are already one third of the way through the month of April. Take a look at the calendar. That's what it is. We so far have had a month where the temperature has been lower than normal, which is pretty obvious. We had a fabulous morning one day this week, and that was on Tuesday when the weather forecasters were forecasting a possible record low. The record temperature for that date, and that is the 7th of April, the record temperature for that date, cold, was 2 degrees above zero, and the forecasters were predicting 3. Well, as it turned out, it was a little warmer than that. And at the weather service, they recorded 7 degrees. At my house, it was 6 degrees. I had the temperature, I always like to see when's the last time that we will find 0 degrees. And it usually happens in March, but several years ago on 2018, I had a temperature of 0 degrees on April 8th. And that's the latest temperature of zero I've ever seen. Well, I don't think we're going to see that. I also think we're not going to be done with the snows. We will probably have some more, though it's not going to happen in the next few days. The snowfall that we've gotten so far for the month of April, according to the Weather Service, about 8.5 inches. At my house, probably a little bit less, but not much. That pretty much equals what we normally get for an entire month of April. But like I said, it's probably not over. The coming days, though, are going to be different. We are going to see some changes. There's already a lot of the snow that fell this past week has already melted, and we're going to see a lot more of it. And the forecasters are saying temperatures of 50, 60, a couple of days. And with sunlight, a lot of it is going to melt. And we're going to see some more changes besides that. April snows, when they melt, will trickle down. The ground is often still frozen, and it will trickle down into some low spots and make ponds. I refer to these ponds as being vernal pools or vernal ponds. And they are very valuable. They're very valuable for lots of critters. During my walk this morning, I went to visit one that no longer had snow on it, but it still had ice. With the temperatures, that ice is probably going to be gone in the next few days. And yes, the local frogs and critters like that that live there will probably wake up. And I wouldn't be surprised if by next week we are hearing some calls of some of the frogs. There are a trio that start off every year, and it's amazing how quickly they will start to call with the thawing of the ice and snow. They are the chorus frog, wood frog, and spring peeper. And spring peeper and chorus frog are both tiny. They're only about an inch long. Wood frog is a little bit bigger, but not much bigger. And they give some noises to the woods, and often in the late afternoon and evenings. And so we'll find out this next week if that's going to happen. Other things of note, the migration is going on. Once again, West Skyline does a great job of counting the migrants of the raptors as they travel north. So far in the month of April, the bald eagles have continued to fly north, but they are not the number one numbers for anymore. This week, the red-tailed hawks moving north have outnumbered the eagles, and that is going to continue now as we go through April. Over 700 red-tailed hawks counted so far this month, over 500 bald eagles, also a good number, over 100 turkey vultures, and then the sharp shins, more sharp shins hawks are coming up. Now, turkey vultures might be in big flocks. I have seen them in cowing flocks of 50 or more, as are the red-tailed hawks. But I don't think you see that with sharp shin. And so sharp shins are very common, and they'll come through, but they usually don't be in any kind of big flocks. But there are other flocks. flocks of geese. I don't think I can take a walk any day now without seeing or hearing the Canada geese. Trumpeter swans are still out there. I heard them again this morning. And the counters this week reported a flock of tundra swans. I think they probably have come across before. It's a little hard to tell the two apart. And so what I usually go by is size. If you have a chance to compare the size, tundra swans are considerably smaller than trumpeter swans. Tundra swans also usually fly in big flocks, and they don't stick around very much. They are headed to their home in the tundra far north, and so they have to keep on moving. They'll rest for a while, and then they'll go on again. Besides that, there has been more of the mergansers, the ducks. I had a great sighting this week of both the hooded merganser and wood duck. And they were out on a chilly morning, but they had found some open water, and they were there resting, getting ready to move on. Great blue herons have been reported. And then during my walks this week, I heard the drumming of the ruffed grouse, which is a terrific sound that I always like to hear every spring. It usually happens in early April, and once again this week it was out there making the noise. The male found a log. It sits up on that log and beats his wings against his chest to make this motor type of sound that's called the drumming. Also, I heard the turkeys gobbling this week as well. And then there are some movements of some songbirds. It was interesting to note that during the snowy days that we had last week, the bird feeders were very active, and I saw 14 kinds of birds on both of the snowy days we had. That's more than I had on any one day the entire winter. And it was interesting how, yeah, the woodpeckers and the blue jays that wintered here, the chickadees, nuthatches, they were all present, but so were a number of migrants, such as juncos. Juncos, a grayish-black bird, that little small bird that is actually a type of sparrow, very common along roadsides. I saw a flock again this week when I was walking. But there was also other kinds of sparrows, tree sparrow, song sparrow, and fox sparrow also showed up at the bird feeder, as did a big flock of purple finches. Goldfinches was there. A red pole was there. So plenty still going on with the bird feeders. I also find that when the days get mild, like we're going to have this week, they don't go to bird feeders. They would rather go somewhere else to get their meals. Other critters of note, we've been having a skunk visiting around our house, and it continues to be active. I haven't seen it, but I don't need to. There's plenty of signs of smell and tracks. Deer continue to be active and hungry. Coyotes and foxes are active. I see their tracks almost every day, as rabbit and hare. I have yet to see bears this spring, but I've heard reports of other people seeing them. And the squirrels. The squirrels are still very active and very hungry. Lots of sugar maples in my area here are having the small sugar maples are having their bark stripped by the squirrels, and the squirrels then feed on the sap underneath that. So yes, those things are definitely going on. We have some other stuff to be on the lookout for. If we do get these clear days with temperature going up, as they say, don't be surprised to see some butterflies, some of the early waking butterflies that are out there. And the trees are worth looking at. I've mentioned before how the catkins are forming on the willows and the aspen. There's also catkins on alder, and there is the blossoms, the little flowers, on silver maple. So, yeah, as we move into April, there is a lot of things happening. The days continue to get longer. We are now over 13 hours of daylight, and we went past the full moon. We are now headed into the waning crescent phase of the moon. Yeah, good time to get out and take a look around. So, enjoy. Have a good one.
You as well, Larry. Thanks a lot. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.